Hello and welcome back to Band Biographies. I'm Tom, your host, and I'm back to tell you what's been happening since the last episode went out and what you can expect from the next one. First off, there have been a couple of new iTunes reviews. The first comes from America, and Buster Carr says in his review from the 23rd of December, "Great stuff. I've listened to dozens and dozens of punk/music podcasts, and this one really does the homework and always has info I didn't know. Well done. Keep it up." Thanks very much, Buster. Glad to have you along, and that you left a 5-star review, and also that you're getting new information from every episode. It's good to know that the research I'm putting in is new information to other people. Secondly, WYPF from the UK left a review on the 17th of January. They say, "History as it should be told. Lockdown here in the UK has allowed me to listen to all the podcasts, and just wow. Meticulously researched, clearly a labour of love, and it shows. I'm a fan of Music Family Trees, so really enjoy the asides on future projects of the players. Thank you for this. Perhaps Spear of Destiny, Theatre of Hate, The Icicle Works, The Sisters of Mercy, and The Alarm may be worthy of consideration in the future. Keep up the good work." Thank you as well, WYPF. One of my favourite things is figuring out who played in which bands and how they all fit together into this ridiculous family tree, so I'm glad that's working for you as well, despite how incestuous and therefore confusing the UK punk scene is when you start to drill down into it. As for the bands that you mentioned, I mean, The Icicle Works, The Sisters of Mercy and The Alarm are definitely on my list. I'd kind of overlooked Spear of Destiny and Theatre of Hate, but I will also add those to the list as well. And this is another thing I wanted to encourage from the reviews. If there are any bands that you guys love that you think I should be covering and that maybe aren't on my radar, like, for example, Spear of Destiny and Theatre of Hate, then do, in the reviews, let me know. Or get in touch with me on social media, on Twitter, @BandBiogs, Instagram, @BandBiographies, or BandBiographies on Facebook. I love hearing what you're thinking of the podcast, and these reviews really do help. So if you've not left one yet and you want to get a band mentioned, or even if you have left one already, go and write another one. If you can't think about what to say about the podcast itself, why not just talk about your favourite band or song or album or gig that you've been to, your favourite festival experience, or even bands that you want me to cover in future episodes. Whatever you want, just as long as you give the show 5 stars, of course. There have been a few new followers and commenters, including on Facebook, but Facebook has made it very difficult to find the full list of followers, yet more brilliant updates by them. But thank you to all of you who've started following recently. Please do reach out and get in touch on whichever platform it is that you've followed me on. I really do enjoy interacting with you all. There have been a few more followers on Podbean too, which is where the podcast is hosted. So hello to Rainbow, I don't think that's the band, Phil with 2 L's, JPorter192, and Green Usher, who has absolutely smashed through the episodes and has been commenting on each, including the Susie and the Banshees, Buzzcocks and the Clash episodes, some of the longest ones by far. His most recent comment was that the series deserves more recognition. Obviously I agree, and one of the best ways you can all do that is to share the show with anyone that you know who might be interested in it, as well as going onto Apple Podcasts and leaving a 5-star rating and review, of course. But really, the way to grow an audience, as well as being up there on the Apple Podcasts chart, is word of mouth. If you really like what you hear, and you know that you've got some friends who are into it, why not just point them in my direction? I'd be really, really grateful. More than anything, though, I hope you all enjoyed the Christmas Day interview with the guys from the Pete Shelley Memorial Campaign. They're lovely people doing great work. And I hope you've bought some merchandise off them. It's for a really good cause. Now, on to this Friday's episode, due out on the 31st of January. And what's interesting about this show is that it was predicted by Steve Marshall last month. The next episode of Band Biographies will be about punk's first all-female group, which was made up of an Australian-British member, a Spaniard, and a German. They made really unique music, calling on reggae and world music as much as punk rock. Moreover, it's probably the most tragic of the stories I've told so far, as well as including some of the biggest characters. But then that's what punk's about, isn't it? Burning brightly for a short time. This Friday, fingers crossed, I'm excited to present you with the story of the Slits. As I said, fingers crossed, there's a lot of editing to do yet, and it's possible I may miss out on that. Mainly because work has started to pick up as well, so I don't have quite as much time as I have done in the past to script, record and edit them. Still, the script has been recorded, I have all the music set up, and I just now need to edit in the clips before I put the music in. So hopefully that shouldn't take too long, and hopefully the episode will be out on Friday. But if not, it won't be massively after that, and I will let you know if it's going to be late on the social media platforms that I mentioned before. Twitter at BanBiogs, Instagram at BanBiographies, and on Facebook, of course, BanBiographies. As ever, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and again, please do get in touch, as well as leaving those ratings and reviews on the podcast platform of your choice. But now, I've got some editing to do, so, till next time, see you in the pit.